Hello and welcome to the Deadbeat Guitarist Monologues podcast. I'm actually Ogcast because I'm not podding. I'm not in iTunes or whatever. I am using the Sound of Freedom, which is the Ogg Vorbis codec, which will be playing in your browser for those of you who have Firefox or Chrome, and VLC Media Player for anybody else who's not using it in the browser. Is a good idea, some good free software. In any event, yes, we have some beer to talk about today. And we have this beer, and I'm not going to be able to say it proper at all because it is a Belgian beer, but I'm going to stumble my way through it. This is the Mar de Sousse Abdij Traditional Benedictine. 330 milliliter bottle, Belgian beer, 8% alcohol per volume, and it says Bruin and 8, so 8 being the percentage, and like all Belgian beers, you don't get a ton of info on it unless you can read Belgian. Sometimes you just get some text. This one actually does have some info on the back, so I will read that. Brewed under the supervision of the monastic community of Mar de Sousse, high fermentation beer brewed according to Benedictine tradition. Re-fermented in the bottle, conditioned for 2 months, Mar de Sousse Brown should ideally be served at a temperature of 6 to 10 degrees Celsius, and the ingredients would be water, barley, malts, hops, sugar, and yeast. Keeping it real, keeping it simple. So, let's take a look. Something to note, actually. This beer is made by the same company that makes Duvel, which is also a nice, tasty Belgian beer. If you haven't tried Duvel, it's definitely tasty. I do hear that Duvel in Europe on tap is much tastier than what we get in the bottle, but that's usually the case in any situation. It's on tap, it's better, often. So, let's take a look. I poured it. It is a darker beer. It's not like a stout, but it's a dark brown. And there was a nice amount of head when I poured it, and it's been sitting for a bit, so hopefully I still get a good aroma off of it. I'm going to give it a smell check here, see what we think. It smells tasty. Smells fruity. Smells kind of concentrated and liqueur-like, like a strong Belgian beer often does. Unlike Duvel, which is a lighter beer, this is a browner, a darker beer, so I expect probably to be more weight to it, but we'll find out. I'm going to give it a sip. Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. It's not actually as full mouthfeel as I expected it. It's the color beseeches what I expected of it. It's not a heavy mouthfeel. It is a very full flavor, not as full as say Goldendrack or something like that, but a full flavor nonetheless. It's sweet and tangy, I would say. And it has that slight liqueurish intensity that that I like in a Belgian beer. This one's very good. I seem to be handing out a lot of A's lately, and this one probably would be, I would say that's an A beer yet again. I love the Belgian style. And this one, being a little bit darker than Duvel, seems to me to have a little more flavor and a more intense kind of flavor. One more sip, sorry. Very, very delicious. This is another A. I've been so lucky to get so many tasty beers lately. And definitely this one is cool because those of you out there listening in other countries, you can probably get hold of this one because it is an export of Belgium, so you're going to probably find this in your store. Please check it out. Please buy it. You will not be sorry. Very tasty. And cheers to you.